Within a couple of seconds, the video shot to a couple of hundred views, and a couple of hours later, it was a couple of hundred thousand. I'd gone viral around the globe, and in that had inspired first 1,000, then tens of thousands, and eventually millions of people from around the world to, rather than do a neck nomination, to do an act of kindness, a random act of kindness for someone else.
I noticed it's getting really cold out here.
Yeah.
Dad actually got this jacket. I hope that keeps you warm tonight, mate.
The moment that went viral. Proof that even the smallest acts of kindness go a long way.
A local woman is going viral this week for doing something so simple, but so good.
Random act of kindness isn't going unnoticed.
There's still a lot of good in this world.
I hope a lot more people can do acts of kindness for other people, because you never know what it's going to do for their day, for their life. You never know what situation they're in.
Thank you so much, man.
Really proud of you guys in South Africa for having started this.
In South Africa,
they are performing random acts of kindness.
Hey, what's happening? My name is Brent Lindekew. They call me the Good Things Guy. And if you've just happened upon this podcast / vidcast or vodcast or whatever the cool kids are calling it nowadays, welcome. This is where we share good things with South Africa and the world. It's where I get to interview incredible South Africans doing the most amazing things. This podcast, vidcast, vodcast is sponsored by Nando's. Very thankful for their backing, giving us the hot seat where people get to sit. And it's all filmed at Flame Studios, which is inside Constitution Hill, an incredible establishment with so much history in South Africa. Why do I know about good news? Well, I've been doing this for 11 years now. My journey started in 2014 when I went viral around the world. Like real viral. I woke up in the morning and I was in newspapers and magazines and news shows that were telling the story about how an average South African managed to change a global game called neck nominations. For some of you, you might not know what that is. It's all about drinking a lot of alcohol and then doing something really stupid and recording yourself doing that thing, putting it up online. The trend was taking over the world. Millions of people were uploading videos of doing really silly things. And I was watching this trend from here in South Africa. I had two real trains of thought. I had two thoughts while watching this. And I thought to myself, why would anybody put something so silly online? What we do lives on the internet forever. If you wouldn't print it on the front page of your newspaper, do not put it onto your social media. The second was, why weren't people using their social media platforms to be a little bit kinder? To be nicer to each other, to help each other through this thing called life. Because I know, and so do you, it's tough out there. Most of us are hanging on by a thin, thin thread. Kindness can make it a little bit easier for all of us. I woke up on a Friday morning, feels like just yesterday, and there was a friend who had done something as equally silly. If he's watching this right now, I'm really sorry. But he nominated me to outdo what he'd done. And I sat at my desk and I thought to myself, do I join the trend? I drink, I'm not afraid of that. Or do I try and do something a little bit different, hopefully to inspire just one or two people to do the same? I drove to my local fruit and veg city. I bought an extra sandwich, a chocolate and a cold drink with the intention to give it to the next person in need. Not very difficult, is it? We live in South Africa where on every intersection there are people in need. I handed that little meal over without knowing that it was about to change my entire life. My colleague, Nikki, captured the whole thing on, I don't know, my Nokia 1 back in the day. And I uploaded the first video I'd ever put online onto YouTube.
For you, buddy. Thank you. Hold on. And chocolate. Be there. And a Coke. Cheers, buddy. Thank you.
I'd never put anything like that on the internet before. It's changed my whole existence on this planet. It showed me my purpose. Within a couple of seconds, the video shot to a couple of hundred views, and a couple of hours later, it was a couple of hundred thousand. I'd gone viral around the globe, and in that had inspired first 1,000, then tens of thousands, and eventually millions of people from around the world to, rather than do a neck nomination, to do an act of kindness, a random act of kindness for someone else.
Inspired by a guy I saw in South Africa.
What inspired me was a guy in South Africa.
He filmed himself giving some sandwiches and food to someone standing at a robot.
This was inspired by a YouTube video from Brent.
Yours now, it's not mine.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
I'd like to thank Brent Linda Q for this nomination.
Go and watch Brent's video.
Brent's video.
Brent Linda Q.
Brent Linda Q.
It was the most incredible thing to be a part of, and it thrust me into a space where I was in the media and on the media and behind the camera and the microphones. And it was really surreal. More than that, there were all these charitable organizations and individuals and businesses with incredible CSR projects that were trying to get hold of me to tell me about the good work that they were doing in South Africa. It was the first time in my entire life where the bad news wasn't making headlines in my head. It made me feel so incredibly proud of South Africa to know that there are so many good people in our country. I wanted other South Africans to feel exactly the same.
Brent Linda Q is in the studio with us.
It made me who I am today. Isn't that bizarre? The greatest thing I've ever done in my whole entire life was fed a homeless person.
People want to do good. They just need the platform.
We rise by lifting each other.
It takes one small thing to make a big difference. So I did what I guess any young, naive, maybe brave person would do. And I started what has now become South Africa's biggest good news platform. The top good news platform. It's called Good Things Guy. The team and I, because we are a team now, share up to 100 good news stories for South Africa and the world every week. Every week, something I'm incredibly proud of. The podcast is already 11 years old. Started back in the day with Cliff Central. It moved on to a couple of radio stations, and we're now independent. In 2025, we've added video. So not only can you listen to us, but you can watch us as well. And this element of video that we've added, it's just leveled us up. Our videos, our streams, our listens are sitting on around 500,000 an episode. And it's only because of you. You that is watching or listening to this right now. So I want to thank South Africa for keeping on doing the good things. I want to thank you for allowing us to report on the good things. The more you share, engage, watch, listen, the more we are able as a team to keep doing what we do. So please, if you've enjoyed this, if you want to see a different side to our country, like, subscribe, I don't know, find us. It's Good Things Guy, where you can read all the good things. And this show, Good Things with myself, Brent Linda Q. I want to thank you. I want to wish you only good things. And my catchphrase, if you do follow me on social media, is simple. Okay, love you. Bye.